Thank you for calling XPO. This is Cheryl. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. Hi, Cheryl. This is Tammy Bullock. I was calling, I think I was like speaking with Gerald, a gentleman named Gerald, and Gerald was supposed to like give me a call or a text today, like you know, letting me know the time window. They'll be here tomorrow to take the measurement of my oven. And I've yet to hear, and I just don't know what time you guys are.
Is the phone number on the order 858-213-1105?
Yes.
Please hold. I'm waiting for the order to close.
Sure. Okay. Another fast talking, get straight, you know, get to the point. This is another fast.
Yeah, I heard.
Straight to the point.
I
just want to make sure they give me a time window. They're supposed to be coming, like, you know, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. To take measurements.
Yeah.
I have a lot going on this week, so I need to make sure everything. So you're not going to go to Lowe's and return that light? I mean, just like use it? You said it wasn't that bright. They didn't have any other watts. You said the watts, it should have read 60? They only had 40. Well, then can you put it back in? Okay. But we only had one nail or one screw.
Screw it in, then screw it in. Come on, now where's it at?
In the gray bag.
You can screw it in. You can't screw it in.
But I need you to put the panel back on.
Okay, ma'am, can you verify the first and last name and your address as well for me?
Yes, Tammy Bullock. My address is 992 Azure Heights Place, Las Vegas, 89110.
A moment.
I taped it in the blue box here.
Yeah.
And they said it doesn't matter if it was open. I can still return it. Hey, then we'll just put it back in there. They didn't have any higher watts.
Oh, okay. Just keep it in, okay.
But 40 was the brightest.
Yeah, all right. So that's what it is.
That's all. They didn't have 60, and the guy even helped me look for a higher. Okay, we'll just pop it back in and put the panel back in. We only have one screw, though.
Yeah, we do. I would even put it in.
No, I'm not going to be ghetto like that. Just have
okay, right now, I'm not showing a time frame for you.
Okay, well, can we, like, you know, get one scheduled? Because I was, like, talking with Gerald, and I have an oven being, like, delivered, like, on the, like, 11th, and then your company's supposed to, like, install it on the 12th. I'm leaving town, like on the 13th, and Gerald told me Friday when we talked, he told me that, like, he will call me, like, on the 8th and let me know the, like, you know, the window time they'll be here, like you know, be here on the 9th tomorrow. So I just need to, you know, get this started.
Right. We don't have a time frame. He'll follow up with you. There's no time frame on the order as of yet.
Okay. Are you saying because you guys are full or because you don't like show it?
The route has not routed as of yet. The time frames go out between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m.
So then are you saying that Gerald like didn't do it then properly? Or
Your time frame will come between 6 and 9 p.m.
between 6 and 9 p.m., she's saying.
Oh, you're saying that my window time.
Jerry, be quiet.
Are you saying that my, like you know, time frame tomorrow, it is from 6 a.m. to, or like 6 p.m. tonight? Or 6 a.m.?
No, ma'am. You're going to receive your pre-call tonight between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. You'll receive your flower window between 6 and 9 p.m. tonight.
Oh, okay. Got you. Four tomorrow. Correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So I'll just wait to hear back then from them this evening. So between 6 and 9. Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling XP. Enjoy your day.
Mm-hmm.